from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Taylor Damon says it's the Canadian thing to do. When somewhere is hit by a disaster, you do what you can to help. That's why the owner of Timmins Tree Service and crew member Matt Neamy headed to the Uxbridge area last Monday, 2 days after the major storm that destroyed trees and utility poles across a wide swath of southern Ontario. Damon says they worked sunrise to sundown every day. They got home last night to a backlog of their own work.
We were fully booked. A lot of our customers were very understanding and realized the grasp of the situation. They were more than understanding to have things put off for a week or so that we could go and do that and help out.
Damon says it's the type of situation that if it were reversed, you would hope for help from other areas. Nadia Siddiq says signs are pointing to theft to explain the disappearance of her provincial election signs across Timmins. Siddiq is the riding's Confederation of Regions Party candidate in Thursday's provincial election. She discovered yesterday that all 50 of her signs are missing. She says one surprising point is that voters she had already spoken to were very accepting of her and her party's agenda.
If somebody doesn't like something that I'm saying to people in Timmins, then this is absolutely not the way to discourage others.
Siddiq reported it to Timmins police as a theft, and they told her they will investigate. Shannon Ellis lives in Oakville and supports a 50-50 draw for the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation. It paid off for her this month, winning the $161,500 jackpot. She says relatives in Kirkland Lake have used the services of the Timmins Hospital, and she likes that the equipment fund gets the same amount of money as her prize. Well, since the earliest days of Timmins, country music has been a big part of the community. We've already heard from Timmins Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman about the Northern Lights Country Group, the local band that helped launch CKGB Radio in 1933.
And we also had something else called the Northern Ranger Country Boys Old Time Orchestra, which came up and performed at the radio station live, of course, and then at the pavilion afterwards for the big celebrations.
That reference to the pavilion is, of course, the Riverside Pavilion. Next week, a country performer whose fame was kindled in Timmins. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.